Welcome back, everybody. For those of you guys who are back for and returners, I really appreciate you coming and listening to my story, my journey on this wild and crazy road. I'm still doing my business. It's definitely taking a turn for the better. And also, it's still kind of stressful because it's a lot of work, right? And really, you know, the crazy part about it is not a lot of, like, a lot of labor work. It's a lot of mental work. And, you know, as I've been telling you, like, a lot of this is just that. So now I'm kind of on the other side of that. I kind of get what we're supposed to be doing here as far as, like, why business people are successful. You know, because it's a law of large numbers. You know, we're always, like, prospecting or calling people. So, you know, eventually there's people out there that can receive the message. So I get that. Oh my gosh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I just ate with my wife and my son just now, but then they had to hurry out and pick up my older son because he went to my sister's house, side note, but she wasn't there, so he was standing outside of the apartment in another city close to where we were at, so they had to rush over there and pick him up because he had basketball practice. Yeah, so that was just, you know, crazy. And that's where that burp came from, so I apologize for that. But back to my story, still doing the business, still trying to, you know, lock down this mental aspect of it, because, I mean, I think that's a huge part of this whole thing. It's all mental, man. And, of course, they got, like, motivational speakers. They even got people over here at my job where they're successful in the business, right? And they do the same thing. But a lot of them, to me, it's like, I know you have to get broke off, right? Some people need to get broke off, like, you know what I'm saying? Look what I got. You want this, you're going to have to work like that. You know what I'm saying? They get that whole, like, competition kind of thing going on. Like, I want it like this. That's like, for me, it has to matter. For me, it has to mean something. If it don't mean nothing, I don't give a care about it. I don't. I'm not in the competition like that. I played football, but I was a beast, right? But I was a beast because I wanted to be the best at what I was doing, not what they were doing. So then I became great because I could be me, right? But I also could challenge other people and be better. So, you know, I like playing as a teammate. You know, I like being a part of that. So even with that, going into work, working in the field that I worked in for many, many years, it allowed me to do that. But I know with work, a lot of people pick work as far as, like, growing their success in their own field, for their own selves. But for me, after I lost my mom many years ago, you know, it didn't. My whole plan changed. It wasn't about me no more. You know, I was 26 years old. I lost my mom, and I was like, my whole view on life changed, man. You know, before it was about proving everybody wrong. You know, like, I wasn't good at school. Who gives a damn? And I was like, you know, I'll show you this. But then after I lost my mom, who was my best friend, it was more like, what is it all for? What even matters if we make it that far? Because everybody in their own life has to go through their own journey. I mean, even listening to some of these successful people, their parents didn't know, but does that mean that they didn't live a good life? Does that mean that they, in their struggle, they didn't have joy in their life? You know what I'm saying? So that was always my thing about, like, challenging people's theories on what success is versus what's not success. So I get to a certain place in my life, I didn't want that success. Like I said before, I've said this before. But at this stage, I really wanted to challenge myself. And this is what brought me to this. And I'm still doing good. I'm still moving through it. But now I found out some different things about the job that wasn't really explained to me in the beginning, which is not supposed to, but I see I see the importance of what I do here. And it's huge. It is huge. But I also see that, you know, the information that I need to know, I have to know. But in a lot of ways, my days are so filled up. And sometimes I get drained mentally and emotionally. And I'm like, ah, none of this information is sitting in my head. It's brand new, but it's still just not going into there like it should. But then, you know, like I'm like beating myself up about this. But I know it's only been like a month and a half, 2 months doing this. But I feel like it's been years because of how hard I've been concentrating and focusing on this. It's bananas, bro. It's crazy. Anyways, long story short, we had this, man. We had this. I tell my boy, you know, like, you know, it's time. You know, we gonna learn how to close this out. We ain't gonna learn how to close this out. I don't know what it entails. All I know is that some of the products and services we provide are good for the people, and they need to have it, and they need protection. Point blank, period, bruh. So, I'm here. I'm trying. I got a halfway mark or a 6 month halfway mark checking my temperature in this, just so I can see where I'm at. And I feel like if I'm battling or I'm at odds with a lot of what I'm trying to do here, is it really worth it? Is the question. Do I need to keep going forward for myself and my sanity? You know what I mean? Maybe if I was younger, maybe if I was more hungry, I could have did it like that. You know? Because otherwise, I'll just put all my policies in place, make sure I'm secure growing up, moving up as I get older, switch jobs, transfer my money over into a safer vehicle, and then live out the rest of my life being happy, doing what I want to do, right? Some people are hustlers and some people just ain't. Which one am I? I don't know. I'm just testing myself right now, right? It's a crazy ride. It's a damn crazy ride, man. And if you made it to this far, man, you all right, you know what I'm saying? My head is up. I'm moving forward. I'm challenging myself still. I'm breaking boundaries. I'm learning things. I'm becoming a better person because of it, honestly. Because, you know, here they hold you accountable. Are you going to get it done? You say you're going to get it done. You don't get it done. Who are you? You're nobody, bro. You got to handle your business. Right? So although you guys were out there and having to struggle through certain things and don't know if you should keep trying, man, find your peace, man. If it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, you really take a gut check, because that's what I'm doing. Like, what am I really here for? I'm spending a lot of time away from my family, and I love them more than anything in life. In life, right? So, the struggle is real. You know? Struggle is real, but we gonna get there. We gonna get it. As far as I feel right now, I'm ready. I'm even more fired up now. I'm ready to get at it. Even as some of these people that are just like, some people are just like really, really well. They're really good, and it was just like in high school. You know, some people be so damn good at something, right? But they're not willing to help somebody else. But then they want to throw the shit in their face, right? And I don't like that at all. But unlike me as a young man, I don't want to run away from the space that they're in. I don't. I want to be in their space. I want them to try to make me feel uncomfortable. And then I make them feel uncomfortable, because no matter what they throw at me, no matter what I don't get or do get, I'm successful, right? I'm a beast, right? Hell yeah, I am. You know, a couple weeks ago, I made a podcast just to try to figure it all out. And I'm understanding who I am. I've been understanding. I did the work to become a better person. I did. I went through the fire as far as when it comes to a relationship with myself. You understand? So it still is a process, but I am trying to be the most honest and truthful to who I am. And when I speak my words, than anything in the world. It's the reason why this thing fires me up, because it challenges me. Like, if I say I'm going to do it, I got to damn well do it. Or freaking make an effort so damn hard that I fall flat on my face and then I get the respect of people looking at me like I'm a fucking fighter, right? That's what I want to be. I don't want to be nobody's coward in the sense that I can be the better part of me. And it's kind of fun, you know, because I want to say that for years I was like, I was so close. Excuse me again. I burped right there. I apologize. But anyways, let me get off that rant. I hope everybody's having a great evening tonight. And hopefully you've had a great week up to this point. And I just want to let everybody know, I hope you're doing well. But don't forget, always keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward. Your boy Jacob, I'm about this peace. Take care, y'all.